The tale of the Pilgrims has been part of American mythology for a long time, coming over on the Mayflower, setting up a colony nearly 400 years ago. That story has taken on new meaning lately among conservative Christians. NPR's Tom Jelton reports that evangelicals highlight the Pilgrims' determination to be guided by the Bible.
The Pilgrim story is one of the most dramatic in U.S. history, and it's irresistible for filmmakers.
September 6th, 1620. An aging 180-ton ship called the Mayflower weighed anchor off Plymouth, off the south coast of England, and set out on her own across the North Atlantic.
The Pilgrim tale is retold in a new PBS film released in time for this Thanksgiving holiday. Viewers are reminded that much of what we know about the Pilgrims comes from the written recollections of their most famous governor, William Bradford.
It was winter, and they that know the winters of that country know them to be sharp and harsh. What could they see but a hideous, desolate wilderness full of wild beasts and wild men?
The Pilgrims' perseverance in the face of great odds made them American heroes. But it's the story of the Pilgrims' deep faith that interests Christian activists. They often highlight the Mayflower Compact, the document that set forth the Pilgrims' political views. They were religious separatists fleeing persecution, and in that compact they said they undertook their voyage for the glory of God and the advancement of the Christian faith. David Barton, an evangelical prominent in conservative Republican circles, often cites that phrase in his speeches, arguing that secular historians downplay the Mayflower Compact because they don't like what it says.
You know what the Mayflower Compact says? It says those people came here to propagate the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. That was their goal, and that's what they were going to pursue in America. Now, the problem with that is we're talking about a government document here with a lot of evangelical language in it.
It's an example, Barton said in that speech, that shows that religious expression in America's earliest days was not kept out of public life like it is today. For evangelical conservatives, that's an important point in the debate over what religious practices should be allowed in the public arena these days. In an interview with NPR, Barton said the Pilgrim's story makes clear America was founded as a Bible-based Christian nation.
They gave us private property out of the Bible. They gave us civil rights out of the Bible. They gave us elected government out of the Bible. You'd have to say, you know, a lot of this was shaped by biblical principles, and that's why the court said we're a Christian nation.
He's referring to an 1892 Supreme Court opinion. But John Fea, a specialist in early American religious history at Messiah College, is wary of using the Pilgrim story to argue that America originated as a Christian nation, or even that the founders of the nation were inspired by the Bible in writing the Constitution.
There's a lot of arguments out there that say, well, this was just in the air, right? The Bible would have influenced their construction of this, even though it's never mentioned. You know, for me as a historian, I need the smoking gun. Maybe they just left it out because they deliberately wanted to leave it out, and there were conscious efforts to do so.
Rick Burns, who wrote and directed the new PBS film, says his goal was to lay out the genuine Pilgrim story.
Our aim is just to say, hey, what really happened? What made the old world intolerable to these people who came over? What did they believe? What happened to them along the way? And let me tell you, this is more like Joseph Conrad's Heart of Darkness in many ways than it is like, let's all sit down for turkey for Thanksgiving.
Indeed, Burns punctures some myths. The Pilgrims made peace with some of the Indians they encountered, but they slaughtered others. They were devout, but they weren't exactly proponents of religious freedom. People who didn't accept their strict beliefs were expelled from their community. In some ways, they weren't good early American models. But American history is full of contradictions. The Pilgrim experience is one part of our national origin, along with all the other stories that make up our heritage. Tom Jelton, NPR News.